me where the fire still owns its spark. There's only one way to mend a broken heart. Teach me how to see when I close my eyes. Teach me to forgive and to apologize. Show me how to love in the darkest dark. There's only one way to mend a broken heart.
Hey, there's Beautiful Dawn. We're going back a few years for that Waylon Jennings track, and I've got one of the Jennies with me right now, Ruth Moody. Hi there.
Hi. How are you, Chris?
I'm good. Glad to have you talk with me for a few minutes. We're so excited. You guys are coming to town.
Thank you so much. So are we.
You're going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on May 11th. That's Mother's Day weekend.
It is. I find actually we've often been in the Northeast for Mother's Day. I don't know what it is. This isn't the first time.
It's you, it's Nikki, it's Heather. You guys are the Waylon Jennies. How did you guys get started?
It started, believe it or not, 22 and a half years ago in Winnipeg. It was just really for a lark. Three singer-songwriters getting together to sing in harmony, and it just grew into something much bigger quite quickly. And we had a couple of member changes really early on. About 5 years in, Heather Massey joined us. Since then, we've just been touring and recording and doing our harmony thing.
This thing that started on a lark, huh? Yeah.
It did. It was just love of harmony that brought us together, love of songs. We've had hiatuses, obviously. All three of us are parents now, so we've taken breaks from the road, but there's just always been really, really good energy behind the band. And I think we all love singing, and we love the idea of, I guess, hopefully uplifting people in some way and making a difference in some way in people's lives in this world. And we all three of us sort of have very similar feelings about that. And so that's that, as much as music has kept us together over the years.
It's interesting that you talk about wanting to uplift the audience. I definitely get that vibe from you guys. Whether you actually would say those words or not, I've always felt that way, that you guys are like really trying to buoy everybody's spirits. There was a moment in time where some folks were not all that happy with you guys, though, with the name of the band, right?
Oh, right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, we actually, I think our first show was 3 weeks before he died. And so, of course, you know, there were some people that thought that we should be paying tribute to him, and or that, you know, weren't pleased that we had sort of thought we were making fun of him or something. I don't know. People can go on weird trips sometimes. Of course, our name was never an official lay on his name. But yeah, there were actually people right in the beginning that thought that they were coming to see a Waylon Jennings show.
Oh,
Anyway, there's less confusion these days.
Yeah. Well, that's good. We're talking with Ruth Moody from the Waylon Jennies. They're going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall May 11th. Ruth, we're going to talk a little bit more about this later, but you have an album coming out not long after that visit to Troy. But I understand that the Jennies are maybe doing something like that. Is that, am I starting a rumor?
Start away. Well, we actually are talking about recording. We actually just had a Zoom this morning to talk about some plans. We all live in different places, so it's a lot tougher than it used to be, but we've been arranging songs and we're starting to look at the schedule and think about when we might be able to get some recording happening.
That's very exciting for us. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
So I guess the big question would be, you guys are all in different places. You all have families. You have like the pressures of life. So how have you been able to keep this going for 22 years now? Holy cow.
Yeah, it's not easy. But I mean, our kids are all old enough now that we can tour without them and that we can get together to work on material. So it's easier than it was a few years ago. A few years ago, I had a young child and Heather had a young child. Nikki had twins, 14 years ago now, I think. So she's been sort of fancy free a little longer than we have. But so it is getting easier. Because we've been touring for a while, we don't need to rehearse all that often. We usually get together maybe a day before the tour if it's been a while, and sort of talk through what we want to do. But it's all there, you know. It takes us a little bit to connect, I suppose, but not really. Luckily, we've been doing it long enough that it's just sort of, it's pretty instinctive.
We're talking with Ruth Moody. The Waylon Jennies coming to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall May 11th. Now, this is obviously not your first time to the Troy Music Hall. Tell me what's so special about getting out on stage and singing there.
Oh, it's a beautiful hall, and the history. I mean, there's so many legends that have played there and spoken there. You can feel that, and the sound is amazing. The sound is actually kind of tricky because it's so reverberant. You dream of reverberant spaces like that, but then sometimes it can actually be tricky with drums. But once you get it dialed, wow, it's just a wonderful space. I love it.
Now, when you're here, will some of these things you guys have been working on for the future, will they maybe pop into to play?
Definitely. We're definitely going to play some new songs. And we are working on a new song today that I think hopefully will be ready for this upcoming tour.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
No spoilers.
I just wanted to sort of walk into the space. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Ruth, thank you so much for talking with me about you guys and the fact that you're coming. We're so excited. Well, it's been, 7 years since the 15th album came out?
Let's see. It came out at the end of 2017. So, yes,
yeah.
It's coming up 7 years.
And
that really flew.
That did fly, right? Yeah.
My son was born actually just a couple months before we recorded that album. So.
Oh.
I think that's why it has flown for me.
I'm sure that would help. That album was all covers. Will the new one be songs that you guys have written? Maybe some covers on it too, but
definitely largely originals.
Awesome. Sure. Awesome. Cool. Well, why don't we hear one of the tracks from that amazing album, 15? Will we hear your cover of Tom Petty?
That sounds great. This is one of our favorites to do live. We love Tom Petty and we love this song, and we started playing it years before we recorded it, and fans kept asking for it. And it was sort of the reason we ended up making 15, because so many people were requesting a recording of this song. And so it gave us this idea to make an album of our favorite covers for our fans.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong on a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free.
So I have access to Ruth Moody from the Waylon Jennies. I'm not going to let her go because apparently she's also putting out her own album not long after she and the Jennies come to Troy on May 11th. So May 17th, Wanderer is coming out. Tell me about working on this new record, Ruth.
This new record has been in the works for a long time. I started thinking about it actually when I was pregnant with my son and thought, oh, okay, I'm gonna record a record soon. And of course, as parents know, you know, bringing up kids is kind of an all-consuming thing. So it took longer to get to than I intended. And then, of course, the pandemic stalled it again. In any case, last year, I felt a real urgency to get these songs out. So I recorded it in Nashville with an amazing band. Dan Nobler co-produced it with me. I'm just so thrilled about how it turned out. It's songs that sort of chronicle my journey over the last 10 years. Thematically, it kind of works in I have been a wanderer for a lot of my life, lived in a lot of different places. So that sort of became a running theme in some of the songs. And I decided to name it after the track Wanderer.
Do you feel a little more in place now, or do you still feel like you're wandering a bit?
Both. I'm settled right now, largely in Nashville, though I do go back and forth still between here and Canada. But I think because I tour so much still and I have ties in Canada and ties in the US, I think I'll always be a bit of a wanderer, for better or for worse.
Yeah, no, that's great. Why don't we hear a song from the record, Already Free? Do you want to say anything about Already Free?
Already Free is the last song that I wrote for the record. I wrote it last year. It's kind of about that point in life where you kind of realize you're falling apart. And it's sort of, you have to kind of take a look at letting go of some of the things that have been weighing you down in order to sort of reassess and become free. It's about the freedom that you can sort of find when you sort of let go and even admit that you didn't nail it. you're not nailing it. You made some mistakes. You're kind of falling apart. And then in kind of admitting that, you're sort of letting yourself be okay and be free. Self-acceptance and sort of finding strength in that.
Awesome. Ruth Moody of the Waylon Jennies, her new solo album coming called Wanderer, and they're going to be coming to town May 11th, the Waylon Jennies at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Ruth, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Chris.